Hey, today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to hear who won this week's free ride. If you want to win a free ride to one of our courses, we're giving away Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course. It retails for $500 over at easycourse.co. All you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw we call Free Ride Friday. Just listen in on Friday to see if you won. It's that simple. It's our way to say thanks for showing us love on iTunes. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Heyo! Welcome to the $100 MBA Show, the business podcast that keeps you winning every day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zenholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you will learn the three key ingredients to a successful Facebook group. Facebook groups are a great way to build a community aspect for your business, for your brand, for your products, for your services. But if you do it wrong, Facebook groups can easily flop. They can be a ghost town where there's no engagement and you have this burden on yourself to kind of keep maintaining it because there's people that are part of it, but it hasn't really gotten any traction or gotten you any benefit as the business owner. So in today's lesson, I want to show you how to sidestep all that. I want to show you the three most important things you need to do to make sure your Facebook group is useful, is powerful, and it's a contributor to the success of your business. So let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Full transparency here. We've experimented with Facebook groups over the years and had some major flops, some things that really didn't work out for us. But recently we've had some success and I want to show you why. I want to share with you those three key ingredients. The first one is critical, and that's to have a very specific purpose and outcome. If you just open up a Facebook group for everybody who's a customer of yours, it has no real purpose. It doesn't have a desired outcome. And therefore, the customer or the group member will interpret the purpose on their own. They might make it their own personal sounding board, their complaining session. They might think it's like where you post customer service questions or ask questions like, how do I reset my password? This is not the point of the Facebook group. The Facebook group is supposed to help you build a community of people that look after each other, that support one another, to create that sense of bonding between everybody who is associated with your business. Support is its own challenge and should have its own place, and it shouldn't be a public forum like Facebook. Recently, we've been running 30-day challenges called the Automated Webinar Challenge. We've run three cohorts already. If you're interested in joining our next challenge, you can check out webinarninja.com/AWC if you want to build your own automated webinar and get automated leads and sales in the next 30 days. You can join the challenge and you'll be part of our Facebook group and you'll see what I'm talking about here. So everybody who joins that Facebook group is a part of a intimate group of people. It's not thousands of people. It's a group of people that start that challenge at the same time. It's like a class, like your classmates in high school. And everybody has a specific purpose. Everybody's trying to complete their automated webinar in 30 days. And therefore, there's not a lot of wasting time. People take it seriously. People actually ask questions to get results. They ask for feedback. We have very, very active groups, even though it's not a large group. It's about 50 to 100 students every cohort. We limit it to that so that it's easy to manage and that everybody can get attention. But there's literally 30 to 40 comments on our Facebook group every day. People asking for advice, people critiquing each other, helping each other out, giving feedback on their sales pages, on their webinar pages, on their email copy, on their offer scripts, all that stuff. And the reason why this works is because people feel they have a mission. They're on a mission. They're in this group to get something done. There's a desired outcome. There's a purpose. And therefore, they make it a point to come there every day rather than, if I see it in my feed, maybe I'll chime in. If there's no urgency, if there's no timeline, then I find that these groups kind of, fizzle out. And you get people that just don't do anything, and you'll have maybe 5 or 6 members that are the most active, and that's pretty much it. So we literally open these groups for a cohort, for a limited time. The challenge is 30 days, but we keep the group open for about 45 days so we could wrap up conversations, but then we archive the group. That's it. And it's worked incredibly well. So having a purpose, having a goal really helps. And even if you don't close a group, as long as everybody has an outcome and they know why they're there, it has a greater sense of purpose. The second key ingredient is daily discussion prompts. Whoever's moderating this group or leading this group, whether that's you, the business owner, or maybe your EA or a customer service rep or somebody who's a community manager, they have to prompt the conversation every day. So every single day, I try to have some sort of prompt. If it's not every day, then at least every other day. And what this does is that it asks important questions from the group about the result they're trying to get, about the mission, about the purpose, and gets them to chime in and answer questions. You want to make this as cooperative as possible. So for example, in our group, if we are in the stage in the challenge where they are figuring out their webinar topic, I post the question, hey, what is your webinar topic? Share it with a group and get feedback. That's my discussion post. It's a daily thing and it's something new. And that way you get the thread going. People start answering those questions and answering the thread and answering each other and start discussing the topic at hand. Always have questions in these discussion posts because you want people to feel compelled to answer those questions. This instills accountability, instills a way for you to ask people to, hey, I need you to participate. We want you to participate. And you don't have to do any thinking. Just answer the question and help other people in that group. And by doing this consistently, it allows everybody in the group to look forward to tomorrow's question, to tomorrow's post. And if they missed it on yesterday's, they have another chance at it tomorrow. Number three, and it's the most important one in my book, it's called empowerment. You have to empower everybody in the group to take ownership of the group, okay? So what I like to do is I like to set the rules and the expectations on day one when I open the group, and it's posted as an announcement, it's pinned. And I make it clear that, hey, I'm going to be in here from time to time to give my advice, to give my tough love, to hold you accountable. But you get what you put into this group. You're expected to participate, to share, to help. And you flat out say, I'm empowering you to be a leader in this group. Everybody needs to participate for this to be useful for everybody. Now, it's not enough just for you to put that post and announcement and just to pin it. You need to actually praise people when they do this. You need to do some positive reinforcements. So when people help each other out, you comment in there, great way to help. I love this piece of advice. I love the way you handled that feedback and didn't get defensive. That's how you get better. You got to praise good behavior if you want to encourage it, if you want to empower them to continue to do that. And people will do that once they start seeing, oh, okay, this is cool. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And yes, you will get people that are going to feel more empowered than others, but that's okay. As long as you have enough people, you're going to get a critical mass of momentum where you're not going to be feeling the obligation to do all the posting or the commenting. The group will take care of itself for the most part because you spark the discussion with the discussion posts, you chime in with some help, but 80% of the comments are the comments from the group. At the end of the day, as the leader of the group, you don't want to be the person that's always posting or always answering every single question. I like to see myself as a participant in the group just like them. And if you overpower the discussion and always feel the need to be the person that's always answering all the questions and giving advice, then people are going to follow your lead. They're not going to give advice because they're going to be waiting for you to do that. They're going to feel like, oh, maybe I'm going to be stepping on Omar's toes or your toes in your example if I try to help, if I try to comment, if I try to give advice. So empower, empower, empower. To wrap up today's lesson, Facebook groups can be incredibly powerful and they can really help your business build a community and a following of raving fans. You can add an extra piece of value that other people don't have in their products and services, that piece of accountability and community and support. But if you don't have a game plan, if you don't apply these three key ingredients, it could be a huge disappointment for your audience, for your customers, and a big waste of time for you as well. Listen, I learned the hard way what works and what doesn't. So I want you to avoid those mistakes I made Go ahead, grab these key ingredients, implement them, and thank me later. All right, that wraps up today's lesson, but today's episode is not over. It's Free Ride Friday, so we got to give away a lifetime membership to Easy Course, our 30-day course on how to build your own online course over at easycourse.co. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Deepa Dooley. Deepa Dooley says, totally doable tips and ideas, 5 stars. I'm an entrepreneur that loves podcasts and content, so I listen, read, and absorb a lot weekly. But Omar is by far my favorite. His tips are in bite-sized chunks that 98% of them I apply to my service-based business immediately. I love his episodes and listen every day without fail. Highly recommend it if you need realistic, sensible, effective pointers and ideas daily. Thank you, Deepa Dooley, for that amazing review. You have won Free Ride Friday. Your mission is to email me over at omar@100mba.net so I can hook you up with the Free Ride to Easy Course. If you want to win a free ride, it's that simple. Just leave us an iTunes rating and review, and you enter our weekly random draw. And while you're there, hit subscribe so you get access to all of our episodes. It's absolutely free. And we're on all the podcast apps, Spotify, Stitcher Radio, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Himalaya. We're on them all. Before I go, I want to leave you with this episode. I would put in the strategy bucket. It's really important to have a strategy about what you're about to implement before you implement it. How are you going to handle this Facebook group? When are you going to make time for it? How will you get people to join, and how will you accept these people? What are their criteria? Laying out the strategies and the rules beforehand really helps you make sure it's successful in the long run. And this applies whether it's your Facebook group, your business itself, a promotion that you want to run in your business. Lay down the strategy, lay down what's going to happen, understand all the contingencies, and then implement with confidence. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll check you in Monday's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.